KJAN Sports.
And good morning. Welcome to our Saturday morning coaches show here on KJAN as we'll get to talk Atlantic Cam Wrestling with head coach Tim Duff. We'll talk Atlantic Boys Basketball with head coach Alan Jenkins. Talk Atlantic Girls Hoops here this morning as well with coach Kelly Jewell. And we want to wish the Atlantic Boys Swimming Team the best of luck today as well as they'll be competing in regionals at Johnston. We'll talk wrestling here in just a moment.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Ed's Lawn Equipment, 706 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, offers sales and service on Aaron's and Echo products, Echo chainsaws, and lawn trimmers. Ed also has a good selection of used outdoor power equipment. Stop by Ed's Lawn Equipment in Atlantic today. Call the Schooler Company in Hancock for the marketing of both your old and new crop. They have 5 merchants and 12 locations to serve you. The Schooler Company in Hancock, 712-741-5437, or visit schooleriowa.com. Camblin Mechanical at 714 West 7th Street in Atlantic is your full-service geothermal provider, dedicated to helping you save money on all of your heating and cooling needs. Camblin Mechanical, call 243-1535.
And welcome back in here to our Saturday morning coaches show on KJN as we're joined here live this morning by Atlantic Cam Wrestling coach Tim Duff as he prepares for sectionals at home here today. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Chris. It's kind of an exciting time of the year. Just looking at all the high school sports as they kind of wind down to the end of the season and get ready to turn into tournament play. And, wrestling today, starting sectionals. In the sport of wrestling, that's how you're judged. That's how you're kind of evaluated on how you did at the state tournament series. Were you a district qualifier? Were you a state qualifier? Were you a state place winner? Were you a state champ? So this is an important time of year for us. Our kids are hopefully amped up, ready to go. Hopefully we're prepared and we come out. We're excited to get a host of sectional. We think there's going to be some great action today. Wrestling starts at noon at Atlantic High School, and you're going to see a lot of kids out there putting it on the line, and hopefully we get after it.
All right, some good competition here today. We encourage everybody to get out there, of course, and support the wrestlers if you can. Once again, you mentioned action getting underway at noon. The teams that will be involved here at Atlantic will be Harlan, Kemper Catholic, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Southwest Iowa, and, of course, Atlantic Cam. And like you said, Coach, all that hard work that the kids put in throughout the year, all that time spent in the room, the extra tournaments that they're going to in the off season, the work they do on their own, it all builds for a day like today. You want to be able to continue your season on and get that chance to have an opportunity to try to get yourself to the state tournament.
You bet. That's what it's all about now, Chris. And today from sectionals, you got a 16 sectional, and 2 kids at each weight get to advance to the districts next weekend at Harlan. So it's kind of an elimination process. At this point in the season, it comes down to mental toughness. It's not always about who the best wrestler is. It's about who's going to go out there and compete and who wants it. Who wants it the worst. Who wants it more badly than their opponent. And so hopefully, our kids come out and compete. We think we had a fine season leading up to this point. We were 18-3 in regular season in our duels. Won a share of the Hawkeye 10 dual championship. Ended up in fourth place the Hawkeye 10 tournament. But a highlight from last weekend, we put 3 champs and 3 new conference champs on our board, and that's always a feat. The Hawkeye 10 conference, it's tough to win a conference championship, let alone, we have 3, and all 3 of them are multiple-time champs, with Cole Hansen winning his second, Chase McLaren winning his third, and John McConkey winning his second. So we were proud of those guys. Steele McLaren finished as a runner-up, Joe Weaver battled back for third. Abram Moore came back for third. So those were our bright spots on the weekend. And, this week we really turned our focus to, kind of shut the book on the regular season and now get ready for postseason. And the neat thing about the sport of wrestling, everybody has a chance to wrestle their way into the tournament. Everybody starts off today 0-0. Your record to this point, don't matter. The last match, the last result you've had against this opponent, Ultimately, hopefully you've learned from it and you've improved from that point. But today, you know, everything counts. And moving forward, there's no reduce, and everything is everything's live. And we've got to come out and wrestle our best. I think our kids understand, the finality of it now. And you want to come out and give yourself every opportunity to move on. Give yourself every opportunity to score points and stay in positions where you're successful. And then ultimately, if you get in that tough match at the end, can you gut it out? Can you find a way to win? And, hopefully have a little more heart than your opponent and pull off a win. So we're excited to get going today. I want to thank all of our parents, all of our supporters, all of our fans. We've had a lot of people throughout the season that are real friendly faces in the stands. And we know it takes a lot of dedication to be a supporter of wrestling. It's a lot of hours spent in Saturday sitting in bleachers cheering on kids. And, sometimes at home you're dealing with some grumpy kids that, have been through some tough workouts maybe multiple days in a row. And maybe they're, got to lose an extra pound that night and they're not able to eat everything or drink everything they want. That makes them a little fussy. And so, all the families that are wrestling families, we really do appreciate all their support. And, we understand the sacrifices not only the kids are making, but also the families and the commitment it takes to be a part of a strong wrestling program is a big commitment. And, that's what we pride ourselves on as a program. We stress the discipline of it. We stress the commitment of it, the loyalty of it, and the amount of mental toughness that it takes to be a wrestler is tremendous, and it'll serve these kids well beyond their years on the mat, and that's ultimately what it's about. But right now we want to come out and wrestle our best and see if we can push the kids to the district tournament.
Yeah, I know you're confident that you have a lot of guys that can make it through here today and get to that district tournament next weekend. And I think a lot of that confidence comes from the way that you guys wrestled throughout the season, winning that many duels and having the success you did there in the conference and for those individuals last weekend. It's all about matchups when you're going through those duels, and you had to, of course, mix and match a few times to try to make things work, and guys stepped up in big moments to be able to get you some victories, and that bodes well for how it now comes down to the individual side here this weekend.
Yeah, it does, Chris, and that's, that's ultimately what wrestling's about. It's about that individual matchup. Sometimes you're watching two opponents or three opponents wrestle each other and just match up with styles or see, one guy struggle with a certain opponent and then able to be the different opponent that wrestler three that was struggling with. So it's kind of a matchup of styles, and that's the neat thing about wrestling is that every match is unique and every matchup is unique. And ultimately, the guys that are the most successful in the sport of wrestling are the guys that can stay in positions where they're successful, that they can make their opponent wrestle their style, stay in areas where they're able to score points and where they do more time drilling or spend more time wrestling. If they can force their opponent into those situations, they're going to be successful. So hopefully, today we want to come out and be aggressive. That's what it's all about at the sectional tournament. We want to score first. If we do that, we're going to give ourselves a chance to win a lot of matches. And then the team aspect of it, looking at sectionals, the top two teams at sectionals advance to the regional duel on Tuesday night. To qualify into that regional duel, to get a chance to wrestle at regional duels Tuesday, to move on to the state tournament, to be one of the eight teams that go to the state duels there the day before traditional state, we've got to finish in the top two today. And we think it's going to be a tight race. We really think Red Oaks have been coming on of late. Harlan's, I think they're going to show up and wrestle really, really well. They always compete. Once they get into postseason, you always see their kids take a step forward. When we know we're going to see some tough kids. Shenandoah's had some kids out of late with some sickness and illness. And I hope they're back to full strength today for them. And they're going to come and compete. I think you're going to see good matches throughout the tournament today. Kemper, they're going to come down and they've got some outstanding individuals. They've got four or five kids that are going to be tough to beat. And Southwest Iowa, Sydney Fremont Mills down there combined, that makes it Southwest Iowa. They're going to come up with some kids that are going to wrestle with a chip on their shoulder. So we know we've got our work cut out for us today. And ultimately, all we can control is how we wrestle. You know, we've got to go out and wrestle the opponent that's on the mat right now. We can't get caught looking ahead or looking back on a previous win. You've got to focus on the task at hand and wrestle it one match at a time. And, you know, I think our kids are primed and ready to get going.
All right, some good action today starting at noon there at the Atlantic High School. Get out and support those Atlantic Cam wrestlers. Coach, I know you need to get ready here for weigh-in, so we appreciate your time here this morning. Good luck to you today.
Yeah, we're stepping on the scale at 10 o'clock. Get everybody weighed in, ready to go. The mats are all set up. I want to thank Mr. Alexander for hosting. He does a great job getting you know, the community of Atlantic all these postseason sites. That's a special thing for us, and we're always appreciative to get a host and wrestle at home, and I know we are in other sports too, so really want to thank Matt for that, and thank all the workers that come out and help, and everybody that makes it such a successful event when we host something here in Atlantic. I'm always proud of all of our workers and everybody that helps. It really speaks volumes to the people that live here in the community and volunteer their time. So anyhow, I'll quit yapping. Off and we'll get after today. Thanks, Chris.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Atlantic Cam head wrestling coach Tim Duff. We'll be back and talk hoops coming up next.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hattrick Auto Body in Marnie, the place to take your auto for expert repair on all makes of American and foreign models. Call Phil Hattrick for expert auto repair at Hattrick Auto Body in Marnie. Dance Atlantic offers progressive dance and tumbling classes from certified teaching staff through Dance Masters of America. Come experience the difference at Dance Atlantic in downtown Atlantic. Call Ricky at 243-5072. Call Julie and Trevor Todd at Williams Insurance Agency in Oakland. They do all personal lines, commercial lines, farm and crop insurance, serving the community since 1965. Williams Insurance Agency at 126 Main Street in Oakland. Call 712-482-5518.
Welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJAN. We'll talk a little Atlantic boys basketball now here with head coach Alan Jenkins. Coach, thanks for coming in here this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chris.
Well, it's going to be a downstretch run here for you now. You had one game here this week, and it was a real good game here for you as you picked up a nice road win over Harlan, a game that you got off to a good start, took control in the first half, and really controlled the contest, it sounded like.
Yeah, it was a unique game. We had a really tight first quarter. I think we had a 15-13 lead. And then over the course of the next two quarters, in both the second and third, we were able to outscore them by 20 points. So we had a 22-point lead going to the fourth quarter. I think the fourth quarter had over 20 free throws shot and 10 timeouts called. So it was probably the longest, choppiest, lack of flow quarter that you'll ever see. But we were happy to get out of there with a win, a real solid win against a ranked opponent in Harlan, a team that had just been so dominant in their home gym all year. They had not lost a home game heading into that. And it's always tough to win up there, the Palace, I think they call it. So, but, yeah, it was a good win for our guys. I was, you know, pleased with our execution, especially defensively, and to get five guys in double figures at the offensive end. Made us tough to guard. You know, Harlan had to pick and choose what they were going to try to do to stop us. Like I said, it's team effort from our whole group of guys.
Yeah, that's where I was going next. The numbers on the sheet look good. You got five guys in double figures, 18 from Austin Alexander, Molinex and Leonard both with 14, 10 from Jackson Eden, 12 from Logan Riley. Yeah, that makes you a much better team when everybody's pouring them in.
Yeah, absolutely. 10 for 17 from the three-point line. We hit a lot of open shots just because of how teams have to guard Leonard. Riley was tremendous. He stepped up, was 4 for 5. I think he followed it up with Wednesday in practice during scrimmage. He went 8 for 8. So he's a real threat out there, and he's shooting the ball with a ton of confidence right now, and so is Eden. I thought Alexander was great at the point. You know, Leonard had one of his roughest games of the year up at Harlan. You know, he was really disappointed with how he played, and I'm sitting there thinking, you know, we're doing pretty darn good here tonight with Leonard going through one of his toughest games of the year. He bounced back great in practice like he always does. So, you know, it was a really interesting game up there as far as how it played out. But we do have a lot of confidence in the guys we're putting out there. you know, the addition of Mullen back into the lineup. You know, Mullenix gets two fouls. We played conservative with him in the first half. Mullen gave us some great defensive stops out there. He looks more athletic than he was before his injury. So our depth is, you know, continuing to grow here at the right time of the year.
Yeah, and, you know, not only a big win, but an important win for the time of year it is, too. You know, you mentioned last week we've got three games here before the seeding meeting, and you pick up a great one there, and now you get a couple opportunities here this week.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday is two pivotal games for us at Creston, at Clarinda. You win those two, you go into the seeding meeting with a pretty good resume. You probably got the best win in the room with the one versus Glenwood. Glenwood's going to be the one seed. I don't think anybody's going to argue that. Glenwood's going to be the one seed. But I think we're making a strong case for that two seed, and that two seed is important. The computer ranking system that they use from BC Moore that's you know, used fairly regularly, especially by the teams on the eastern side of the state, I think has us 12th. So, you know, we've moved into the second best computer ranking of our sub-state of eight. You know, whether you agree with it or not, it did play a role in our seeding at the state tournament last year. It's used by seeding in a lot of other districts, so I assume we'll probably look at that as well. But Monday will be a tough game at Creston. Kylan Smallwood, Tucker Flynn are back. That gives them a 6'8 body down low and probably one of the better players in the conference. And Smallwood, he scored 33 the other night at Glenwood. So he can score it in a hurry. He does a lot of good things at the offensive end. So our focus, you know, really is on Monday, Tuesday, and what those games can do for us as we get ready for the postseason.
Yeah, this is certainly a much different challenge against Creston this time around. Those guys were out of the lineup the first time you played them. You mentioned Smallwood. He had 19 points and a quarter last night, so a guy that can really put him up there. And, well, that's a great test. And another team that's in the same sub-state, so you never know if you run into them down the road too. But this is a nice opportunity to go out there again and test yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And in Creston's gym, you know, we had a tough game there last year. I think we were trailing in the fourth quarter. We had to make plays down the stretch to be able to win that one. And they got a lot of the same guys back. And they're playing with a ton of confidence. You watch them on film. They're a confident group. You know, I think they're averaging about 68 points per game since Smallwood has been in the lineup. So they're one of the better offensive teams in the league with him and Jacobson out front and the space and everything they're trying to create with the dribble. So our guys understand that the challenge that is there, and we'll be up for the challenge. I think we've practiced about as well as we've had all year coming off the Harlan game, and our guys are excited for competition. We've kind of had this stretch here where we've practiced a lot more than we've played, but that will change quickly next week.
Yeah, busy week here next week. You've got Creston, Clarinda, and then a tough road test on Friday against Trainer, and then you come back with one more there against Denison before we get into the postseason. So, well, it'll be fun to see how the team continues to grow here down the stretch, Coach, and well, pretty soon we'll know how that bracket shapes up here for you next week.
Yeah, everything shakes out here in a week or so. But we really like our schedule. You know, we got four games left, and all of them are on the road. So that's four challenges, no matter how you shape it up. You know, like you said, we got a chance to go on the road next Friday to I think maybe the number two ranked team in 2A. They're undefeated in Trainer. That's why we put teams like Trainer on the schedule for those games. We think they're just a chance for growth, a chance to really challenge ourselves. And I think that's what high school sports are all about, is giving your guys an opportunity to play against the best and compete against the best and see where you stack up. So it is a big week. You know, it's a busy week because they're all on the road. You know, so our guys are going to have to take care of their bodies. You know, they're going to get home late Monday night. They're going to get home late Tuesday night. And then they got a big big one Friday. And then we run into youth tournament next Saturday. So we're busy. We got stuff going on every day. So we'll take care of our bodies. We'll probably stay off our legs a little bit more than normal with practice time and just make sure we got fresh bodies ready to compete.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win here this week, and good luck to you here moving forward. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Boys Basketball Coach Alan Jenkins. We'll come back and talk girls basketball after this. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Peace Haven, offering those entering retirement years the option of gracious retirement living. Private rooms and baths, including meals, bed and bath linens, maid service, and cable TV. Peace Haven, gracious retirement living, 900 Antique City Drive in Walnut. J&S Carpentry of Atlantic, offering quality professional work on bathroom and kitchen remodeling. They'll even build you a brand new house. No job is too big or too small.
Give J&S Carpentry of Atlantic a call today at 243-5788. That's 243-5788. Farmers Walnut Street Diner, home-cooked meals, breakfast all day, fresh ground coffee, open Tuesday through Wednesday 6 to 4, Thursday through Saturday 6 to 8:30, and Sundays from 7 to 2. Reservations and meeting room available. Farmers Walnut Street Diner, 712-250-8336, 4th and Walnut in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN, now talking girls basketball here with Atlantic head girls basketball coach Kelly Jewell. Coach, thanks for coming in.
Morning.
Well, you had a little bit of a late night last night because you did have a game. You were here at home against Abraham Lincoln, and kind of the same story we were talking here off air before we got started. Another rough second quarter is the downfall for you.
Yeah, I'd say this season we probably have to be averaging about 4.5 points the second quarter. It's just I don't know what it is. We came out last night, played really well in the first quarter, you know, got a big shot by Bailey Newell at the buzzer the first quarter to take, you know, 15-10, I think it was, lead. Came out and scored right away to make it 17-10, and then they just, you know, went on a big run, and we gave up 23 or 24 points that second quarter and weren't able to get anything going. We got in some foul trouble and had to, you know, two starters have to sit, and with Riley being out for the rest of the season with her knee, you know, our substitution rotation was just limited to zero for a little bit of that second quarter. So we had to come in with a couple girls with two fouls just to you know, try to get us into halftime.
Well, obviously always a tough time of the year to lose a player, especially a player that you were rotating in quite a bit and was playing pretty well, I thought, here recently with Riley Seifert. That's tough to overcome.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating for her, I think, at this point of her senior year, you know, with a handful of games left. I think she's disappointed, you know. She's going in for an MRI next week to see if she tore her MCL. But, you know, she had really been coming on. She's gotten some confidence and got some, you know, some big plays that helped us in offensively and defensively. And, you know, it hurts when we lose a big body down there in the post, and when she has the ability to, you know, play the four spot and go out and hit a perimeter jump shot and score down low. So, you know, we're going to miss her. We're going to have to, in practice before we get a chance at Red Oak, figure out if we can get some of those other JV girls, maybe get them into the rotation for a few missed spot minutes here and there.
Well, and you mentioned, too, running into foul trouble, and now with, you know, one less body, that does become, you know, a lot more of something you have to be a little bit mindful of. You obviously don't want it to change the way you play, but, you know, that you have to be out there and be smart, too.
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple of tough whistles against Cheyenne and McKenzie in that first half. You know, I thought they were playing hard, and it was just a tough break and got their second foul, so... You know, it's a good learning experience for them to try to, you know, read what officials you have on the floor, what we're going to get for calls, and what you can and can't get away with that first foul in the first quarter. So, you know, I think hopefully they learn some lessons, and we get going through this last two games of the regular season. We, you know, can continue to build on our performance in the three quarters we had last night.
Yeah, played pretty well in those three quarters, 15, 13, and 11 points. So you start looking at numbers towards that 15 mark each quarter, you're probably feeling like you're doing pretty good on the offensive side.
Yeah, if we can continue to, you know, get up into 15 points, you know, right around that area, you know, we're doing all right. And, you know, we had some opportunities last night. You know, we cut it down into the 5 or 6 range, you know, and then we have a turnover or give up an open look and just couldn't get it over that, you know, 5 or 6 point hump or deficit. So our girls played hard, and I think a lot of them were exhausted. Our guards especially were exhausted. They were really playing hard and giving up every amount of energy that they had last night. So, you know, that's some of our scoring. You know, we got to 11 in the fourth quarter, but we had some shots to make in the fourth quarter, and I'm guessing our legs were probably a little weary at that point. But all in all, you know, I'm pleased with the effort. We were competitive. We were in the game. We had, a couple of things go our way in that fourth quarter. You know, who knows what happens on a pretty good Abraham Lincoln team.
Yeah, and obviously a unique challenge, too, a team that you don't see all year long until now. You don't get a chance to, you know, scout them very often and see common opponents, that type of thing. So it's definitely a unique challenge.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get a chance. You know, I didn't have any chance to get over to see them in person because we were always playing. But and they moved this game way back in our schedule. You know, we used to play them in November. And so I guess this is more of an advantage for us. We get to see at least a little video. But, you know, they did play. You know, I got to watch them play Thomas Jefferson and St. Albert. So, you know, we knew a little about what they have and a couple of their talents. And, you know, Claire Jones is a phenomenal basketball player. We gave up 16 points to her, I believe, in the second quarter. She scored 16 of their 23, and she had some good looks, and she had some tough shots. And, you know, I think she only had two in the second half after having 16 in the third quarter. So, you know, we made some adjustments at halftime and kind of cheat our zone over to her side. And, you know, I was pleased that I told the girls after the game, we drew up, you know, changes at halftime and during timeouts, and we took those and you know, we made the changes on the court last night. So that's been a growing process for us throughout the year is, you know, taking those things we have to do differently and being able to actually do them on the court. So last night those things happened for us.
Yeah, that's nice to see. And now we got a couple of games here. It's kind of, you know, I guess prep part, early part of the week here. You get a couple of opportunities to step on the floor, make sure that you kind of, you know, get the gears oiled up and get ready to go then for Red Oak coming up next Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, we have, you know, like the boys, they have three games. We have three games. We get one more day to spread it out, Monday, Tuesday, Saturday. But it makes it hard because you play two in a row on the road, you know, and it's early in the week. So there's a lot of the week left to try to get through after those two games. But played well against Creston last time. I think we lost by six. You know, had chances in that game, and we were competitive. Gave up, you know, 52 out of their 59 to two girls. So we know the things that we can do and the things that we can improve on to go down there Monday night and, you know, give them a battle.
Well, we'll be there to cover it on Monday, so we look forward to speaking with you then again, Coach, and good luck to you here as head to that final rundown here of the season.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thank you.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Girls Basketball Coach Kelly Jewell, and we'll be back here to wrap up our coaching show in just a moment here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Main Street Market in Anita. Stop by for groceries and more. They're proud to offer you their fresh meat counter along with video rentals and lottery tickets. Enjoy small town shopping with big convenience at the Main Street Market on Main Street in Anita. Open 7 days a week. The Siding Doctor in Marnie. Give them a call for free estimates on siding, replacement windows, doors, trim, and insulation. That's the Siding Doctor in Marnie. For all of your real estate, farmland sales, give Wayne Hansen a call at 712-773-4692. If you have farmland you're thinking of selling, call Wayne Hansen at 712-764-7653.
And welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN. As we wrap things up here this morning, we want to thank all those coaches that took some time to speak with us here this morning. Atlantic Camhead Wrestling Coach Tim Duff, Atlantic Boys Basketball Coach Alan Jenkins, and Atlantic Girls Basketball Coach Kelly Jewell. I apologize. I did not get my weekly talk in with Atlantic Boys Swimming Coach Dean Junker. They had kind of a lull in their schedule here for a couple weeks before they got ready for regionals, and they're competing today, so we wish them the best of luck there in Johnston. We'll catch up with Coach Junker and talk about the results here this weekend and what they're preparing for, and hopefully they've got some things to look forward to down the road after today's competition as well. So we will speak with Coach Junker again. And once again, best of luck to the Atlantic Cam wrestlers here today at sectionals. That is at the Atlantic High School starting at noon, so an opportunity to get out and support them, and then that Atlantic boys swimming team and regionals there going on in Johnston, so best of luck there as well. And then basketball coming up here next week, and we'll have that doubleheader for you between Atlantic and Creston coming up on Monday night for high school hoops, so we look forward to that. It's going to wind down our Saturday Morning Coaches Show for you here on KJN. We appreciate you tuning in here this morning.